So how important are landing pages for real estate agents? Hi, I'm Jeff Demery, and this is episode 8 of the Online Agent Podcast. This is a podcast where we talk about things as they related to online marketing for real estate agents. So let's just go ahead and get into it. Landing pages, again, I just want to first of all define what a landing page is. And basically, if you go to Google Analytics and you click on the little tab on the left-hand side over there where it says landing pages, it's basically any page that a visitor of your website lands on, okay? That's kind of the general Google explanation of a landing page, but more specifically what a landing page is, it's the page that you intend someone to land on because it has a specific result that you're looking for. So that's where we're talking about here. So basically a specific intent landing page. So it shows you what they are interested in, your potential client, when they get to your website. Okay. And you can kind of revert back. And, you know, we talked about Facebook ads in previous episodes. So the ads are what you're using to get the people to the landing page. Okay. So the Facebook ads so far is what we talked about. So that's what you're using to get to the page or if get to your page, or if, you know, through search engine optimization, they're also getting to your page that way, but they're going to these specific pages on your website, okay? So the first kind of general thing, you've probably heard this a million times, it's called a squeeze page. And what a squeeze page is designed for is just really one thing. It's just get their contact info. That's the only thing that it is providing when somebody lands on that. And then once they click the information to get put their contact info in, then it will take them somewhere else to get the information that they wanted specifically when they got there, okay? And really a squeeze page is the intent is generally like a lead magnet, for instance. So let's say you give away 10 tips to selling your home or something like that, and it's a little PDF file. So you advertise that on Facebook ads, and then you direct, you know, on your ad, you say, get my 10 tips to selling your home, click here, and they click there. Then the squeeze page pops up, asks them for their contact information, tells them again about the 10 tips for selling their home, and tells them to put their contact information in, and then that's it. Okay, there's no point of exit. They can't click on a menu, can't go anywhere else, or just going to that page. So that's the squeeze page. But the thing to remember on any of these pages as we're going through this, if you're tagging them with Facebook ad pixel, you want to do that. You want to tag them with Google AdWords eventually. And down the road, we'll have some conversations about that. But at least the Facebook ads pixel, you want to tag them. So if they do come to that page from your ad or from anywhere that they've gotten there, they will. And generally, it's going to be from an ad because a squeeze page is very direct, very like hidden on your website. You just send them there from an ad. But basically, you want to put the Facebook pixel in so you can collect them and market to them later. Okay. And there's previous episodes that I talked about that. So if you want to go back and listen to a couple of those, if you haven't heard them, we talk more about that. Okay, so the next thing as far as specific intent landing pages, let's get into that listing page. Okay, so a listing page is basically you've directed them there, you're showing them a listing. Maybe you're asking them for the showing, okay? Or maybe you're offering some value where they do see the listing. You've asked them if they want to see a showing. Maybe they don't, but maybe they want to find out about other properties that might be coming on the market later. So we send people to the first to know list. So there's a little button that says they can either schedule a showing or first to know. So they'll click on first to know, put their info in, and then we'll send them emails as we get more listings, okay? So that's the listing page. And then again, there's a menu on that page, so someone could go off from that page, but again, they're there and you've tagged them with your Facebook pixel again, okay? So the next type of page is the search area page. So basically, you're just searching the area. So your website provides some kind of service through an IDX link or something like that where people can go onto your site and search your properties as well as other properties. So that's what I'm talking about when I say a search area page, right? And then the call to action there, or the way to get people's information, number one, you can tag them again with your Facebook ads pixel. And then another way that you can actually get their real contact information as far as their email and their name and you know who exactly who they are, is you can maybe after 5 searches or something like that, it pops up and says, you know, enter your contact information. You can save searches here on our site. Come back anytime you like, log in, and et cetera, et cetera. But it provides value. So they want to put their name in, hopefully, if they are interested in searching and you found a site that's really good. Because if you think about it, like Realtor.com and Zillow and all those sites, they're so popular because people can just go in there and search, right? So if you can somehow start to get people searching on your site in the same form or fashion where they are actually registered with your site and you have your email, et cetera, that's a good option. And just real quickly, realgeeks.com. reallgeeks.com is a great place for these types of landing pages that I'm talking about here. So just if you want to check into that, I highly recommend them. I have good experience with them, and it's a great site. And there's some other stuff. There's other sites out there too. I'm just telling you about Real Geeks because I'm actually very familiar with them. Okay. The next page is, say, a market report page. Okay. And that type of landing page is just, say, you're running ads on Facebook that say, you know, get your neighborhood marketing report sent to you monthly or something like that, or whatever kind of functionality you can provide with that with your MLS. A lot of times you can set those up in your current MLS's computer system, et cetera, or however you would do it. But let's just say it's a market report page. So that would be the third real estate specific page we've talked about here. So that one would be, they just go in, they enter their contact information, and they'll get a regular report once a month or once a quarter or however often that you want to send that out to them. So that again is a landing page with a specific intent to get them to put their contact information in and start receiving those market reports. And it's, you know, a value proposition for you, a unique selling proposition, maybe not so unique, but at least a selling proposition there for you to give them something for their email address. And then another type that realtors use a lot, and we use it, and generally everybody's just there, contact me because you need me. So basically, you know, you just want them to enter the contact information because they're so hot to trot about buying or selling soon that they want to talk to you right away. So you want to offer that option on a landing page, on a contact me page. And then again, you want to tag them with your Facebook ads pixel as far as, you know, you're keep building that audience as we talked about in previous episodes. And then basically the next thing to look at is, what are they for? Okay. The one specific, there's one goal in mind, long-term or short-term, kind of both can work in there. But the one goal for your landing pages is you want to get a lead. Okay. You can give information. You can do all the things you do that I talked about on those landing pages, but the point is you want to get a lead, a person that you can talk to specifically to show them houses or to list their house, but you want to get a lead. So that's, just keep that in your mind. That's the one thing you want from a landing page, okay? In long term or short term, that's the one thing, okay? And then what do landing pages all include, okay? The first thing they all include is a call to action. Whether that call to action is enter your contact information, whether it's click here to see more, so maybe see some more listings, not just this one. Maybe it's come to my open house. Maybe it's view my listing. But there's something in there. They don't always have to enter their contact information necessarily, but there is something in there that asks them to create an action. It's like a micro commitment. It's a psychological trigger where you're wanting micro commitments for people, so it becomes much easier going down the road that they could do business with you and become more familiar with you. Okay. So again, the first thing they all include is a call to action. And then the next thing that they don't all include, but everybody that is successful with them, it includes, and that's a focused objective. Okay. What are you looking for? Remember, the number one reason you have a landing page, a design landing page, is to get a lead. Okay. So that on the focus objective, what are you looking for? Are you looking for buyers? Are you looking for sellers? Are you looking for investors? Are you looking for, say, companies to refer their employees to you in a particular area? You know, those focus objectives, there might be some other target objectives. You just have to sit down and think about who you are actually looking for as a real estate agent. Okay. There's four good ones. Okay. But there's probably, you know, you probably come up with 10 more very specifically and maybe niche it down a little bit more. Maybe you're looking for condo buyers or maybe you're looking for land buyers. But that focus objective of your landing page is key to the results of your landing page. So on the objective, again, you want a very specific objective. The more specific you are, the better you're going to do. If you're more general, you're not going to get kind of specifically what you're looking for in your clients and in your leads, et cetera. So be as specific as you can possibly be. So there you have it. There's landing pages for real estate agents in a nutshell. So I look forward to talking with you next time. Just real quickly though, remember, you can always go to my website, onlineagent.live, and you can learn more about me there. You can also reach me via telephone at any time. My business number is 317-247-5655, and I'm happy to discuss any questions you have about online marketing as it relates to your real estate business. Again, thank you very much, and we'll talk again next week. We'll be right back.